Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, and I was dead wrong. There I was yesterday, I think it was yesterday, predicting that the United States would not attack Iran. Donald Trump did not sound enthusiastic, said he was going to take a fortnight to think about it, but it was only 36 hours later the United States launched these unprovoked attacks on Iran. So Benjamin Netanyahu presumably had a word in his ear, knows how to butter him up. It's not very difficult. You lard on the Lord and say, you'll go down as such a magnificent president. You'll be heroic if you do this. It's the right thing to do. And I love you. And your MAGA policies are all absolutely right. We'll name something else after you in Iran. Maybe a business deal, a sweetheart deal worth hundreds of millions of dollars, things like that. Some legacy for his children. Israel named a town in honor of Trump in the illegally occupied Golan Heights. That's Syrian sovereign territory, and so on. So really just brown nosing that will give you everywhere with Trump, who always brings it back to himself, refracts it through the prism of his own ego. So these attacks on Iran were legally dubious, because there's no congressional authority, there's no vote about this. Iran has not aggressed the United States. When's the last time Iran has killed an American citizen? Several years ago? Decades ago? When's the last time they kidnapped an American citizen? That's decades ago. They've not fired a shot at the United States. They've not claimed an inch of American territory ever, and on and on. You can talk about the US diplomats who were held hostage by Iran in 1918 to 81. And yes, that's terrible. That's a long time ago. That's over a generation ago. And so on. So unprovoked, the United States launched these attacks on Iran. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, who's Trump's own appointment as National Security Advisor, only 3 months ago, in sworn testimony to the United States Congress, she said there is no evidence that Iran is trying to produce nuclear weapons. 3 months later, that somehow changed. So when was she lying back then? Is the Trump government lying now, or what? Make up your mind. So they launched these unprovoked attacks. So you've got to ask yourself, how would it be the other way around? Supposing Iran had launched attacks in the United States, airstrikes, missile strikes against US military positions, against their nuclear weapons program, that would be unprovoked aggression, wouldn't it? Remember, Donald Trump has said this is not a war. So you're doing things which are warlike when it's not a war. That's illegal, isn't it? So Iran is going to hit back. I don't want them to. I'm not encouraging them. They're just taking the plain fact. What would you do in their position? What would the United States do if Iran had launched these unprovoked attacks on them? So Iran has the right to develop civilian nuclear power, like every other country does. The United States has got civilian nuclear power. Dozens of countries do. Why should they not? They can have it if they want to. Israel saying that, Iran's about to get a nuclear weapon. I've been hearing that for 35 years, like a doomsday cult, and it never ever happens. They've lied and lied and lied. They've obviously got no credibility. The Israeli government lied and lied and lied about its own nuclear weapons, won't even tell the truth now, will not sign the non-proliferation treaty, which Iran has signed, will not allow any inspections. Iran does allow inspections, very extensive inspections, more so than any other country in the world. The United Nations signed off on this under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the International Atomic Energy Authority saying, yeah, not enriching more uranium is allowed, not developing nuclear weapons. Donald Trump himself twice certified that the Iranians were doing it and then suddenly changed his refused to over other issues, claiming they're backing terrorism in other countries, which might be true, but nevertheless, it's got nothing to do with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which is solely about nuclear weapons. So these attacks there. And then Donald Trump said he took the bomb out of Iranian hands. But wait a second, the assessment is ongoing. So they don't actually know what it did. Now, I'm no military expert, but the military experts are divided on how effective it was. If there is an Iranian nuclear weapons program, because I don't know, it would have retarded it somewhat by months, by years. I don't know. And the US government said they're not trying to overthrow the Iranian government. So they attacked Isfahan, Natanz, Fordo, and so on. So the Israelis also hit a lot of medical centers, hospitals. The Israelis claim it was military targets. Well, they always says that, and so on. Goodness, so it's really appalling. A lot of civilians have been killed. So the United Kingdom government hasn't taken a clear position on this. They simply said that Iran must not be allowed to possess nuclear weapons, neither supporting or opposing what was happening. So Donald Trump said he's going to take 2 weeks to think about it. Was it an elaborate ruse? It appears to be so. So he sent some flights towards Guam in the Pacific Ocean. Well, that's very far away from Iran, but the ones that used the strike attack, they headed towards the Middle East and so on. They took off in some cases from the Chagos Islands in the Indian Ocean without seeking British permission or telling them, is it still British sovereign territories? Have we had any militias yet? And they went on there, some B-2 bombers, stealth bombers, an 18-hour flight, and they entered Iranian airspace. Okay, fired about 24 missiles as well, Tomahawk missiles fired from a US submarine, and so on. So goodness, this has gone ahead. So it's unclear, how much damage is done to the nuclear weapons program, if there is one, or the civilian nuclear weapons program, civilian nuclear energy program, which there definitely is one, and so on. So Iran has used its uses air defense not very effectively. So attacks on a uranium mine, uranium enrichment plant, uranium conversion plant, nuclear power plant, research facility. So even they admit it was a nuclear power plant. Anyway, this is really appalling. So the Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said that they will riposte, that they will hit back. They've got to. They've often warned people that this is going to happen. So what will they do? They could shut the Straits of Hormuz. That's a major waterway. About 20% of the world's oil and gas goes out through that waterway. But that'd be a major escalation. It's in between Iran and Oman. That would send world energy prices spiraling. A lot of Iranian oil and gas goes out there, mainly to China through China's dark fleet to avoid sanctions. So the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and they're the real headbangers of the regime, absolutely steeped in the ideology. They got speedboats which could attack oil tankers and so on, make them uninsurable. It's only like 25 miles across. But the trouble is that would really provoke regional neighbors like Saudi Arabia. Now, they recently kissed and made up with them. The Chinese brokered resumption of diplomatic relations. And one thing I don't know about is the Israelis. How did they fly? Did they fly over Jordanian and Iraqi airspace, over Saudi Arabian airspace? Remember, Saudi Arabia is a deadly rival of Iran as well. But Iran doesn't need any more enemies. Qatar is the only Gulf Arab country with whom they've got cordial relations. United Arab Emirates, Kuwait would make them more hostile. The UAE may cut off flights to Iran, and the Iranian elite like to be able to go to Dubai and Abu Dhabi and so on. So the Chinese would not like higher oil prices, and they're the only major country with Iran has got really good relations. So they wouldn't want to harm that. Iran would not be able to export a lot of its own oil and gas if that happened. So that might not be a good one. And the United States say they've only targeted the Iranian nuclear program, not conventional military sites, not the economy. Israel has hit some oil and gas facilities, not everything else. But David Lammy, one of the few things he's got right, he also wants to de-escalate the situation. But the Iranians are going to hit back because if they don't, well, it won't stop Israel. Why should Israel stop if they're not going to pay a price for it? So the United States used those bunker buster bombs, the GBU-57s, which Israelis didn't have. The only thing to get things very, very deep underground. So the president of Iran, Masoud Pezeshkian, he only took over, well, a bit over a year ago, said that they will pay the Americans back. How they're going to do so, I don't know. There are many military bases of the United States in the Gulf, some even one in Iraq, some in Syria, in illegally occupied areas of Syria, and they might hit back somewhere else. Now, Trump says that it was a resounding success. He would, wouldn't he? He always says that. He called on them to make peace. He was offering to make peace, give them 2 weeks to do so, and then attack them well before the limit was up. So he's proved himself to be completely untrustworthy. So the Islamic Republic of Iran said that there will be far-reaching repercussions for the Americans, who has lied to the Iranians and so on, and has not gone down the diplomatic route. Goodness. Anyway, what are they going to do? They could do that. They could attack American interests all around the world. They might kill American diplomats, which would be totally against the Vienna Convention, but they might say the Americans, well, they break international law all the time, as they've done here. There might be hostage taking of planes or shooting down passenger planes. I don't think they'll do that. They're too provocative, cause too much international condemnation. But they're going to hit back somewhere. It might be quite in a small way, a token way, just to show they didn't completely take this lying down. In his first term, when Trump killed some Iranian military commander in Iraq, there was some token counterstrike by the Iranians who quite wanted to settle it. They didn't want more punishment. They'd like to end this situation. They're quite running low on missiles. Their missile and drone strikes on Israel are fairly ineffectual. Okay, they killed a few people. They wounded some dozens of people, but the Iranians suffered nothing as much as like the Iranians have. So it might suit them to end this now. There might be, longer attacks over months or years or something like that. Trump really doesn't want a ground war. A lot of his MAGA base didn't want this to happen, and they fear being sucked into a quagmire. As I say, Afghanistan and Iraq, he said he wouldn't do this kind of thing. He's broken his word to them, and he sided with Israel against a lot of his own people. And the Democrats are not enthusiastic. It used to be a loyalty contest between the Zionists of both parties to see who could be more maniacally pro-Israel and who could be more viciously, racistly oppressive towards the Palestinians. But the Republicans are winning this one at the moment. I mean, Ted Cruz, a big figure in the Republican Party. Remember, he was the runner-up for the Democrat nomination in 2016. Ted Cruz, who's actually a highly intelligent person, is he a Yale law graduate? And then he was saying his position is based on the good book, on the Bible. If you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. I mean, what? He's basing this on some book from 2,500 years ago, the ravings of someone with auditory hallucinations. God told me to do it. I see a talking snake. That burning bush is talking over me. Does he believe in all that nonsense as well? I mean, a complete rationality bypass, willing the suspension of his critical faculties. Is he out of his mind? The Old Testament, does he believe in the bit about death to gays? Slavery is okay. Yes, go and commit genocide. It's sickening. But Muslims can say this too. Our holy book commands to do whatever. All right then. Wow. It's staggering that someone so powerful can be so willfully stupid, worrying and dangerous. And who wrote the Old Testament? Is written by Jews for Jews, Jewish straight men. Surprise, surprise. It says Jewish heterosexual men are the best people in the world. They're God's chosen people. Any self-interest there? And the desert tribe in those days didn't always occupy the land of Israel. It is not the state of Israel, which the lineage between them and the ancient Hebrews is tenuous at best. Well, it's all very worrying, and Trump has guaranteed that Americans are going to get killed. The Iranians will hit back, even if not very much. He didn't need to do this. It's completely avoidable. The Israelis could do it on their own. There's really no interest in this. He could have just let sleeping dogs lie, but he stirred the hornet's nest. I think the pushback from the Iranians won't be that bad because partly they don't have that many assets left. And the other one, there's major unrest at home, and they may want to be able to repress their own people. If they don't do something, that might make it even worse. They're seen as losers, they're seen as feeble. And obviously, the real hardliners will be disappointed. They might even topple the current leaders to have a more bellicose set of leaders. So it's all very dispiriting, all very worrying, all this bullying there. So yeah, I regret all the lives lost. Iran has been wronged. He's given them the moral high ground. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecalan790gmail.com. Goodbye.